98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. 56 degrees now. The FAA is lifting its shutdown flight restrictions ahead of the Thanksgiving holiday. Fox's Devin Truby is at San Francisco International Airport.
Air travel is trying to get back to normal after the government shutdown caused flight reductions at 40 major airports. Airlines like American and Delta posting on social media that things are returning to normal. But some experts are not sure the system can recover so quickly. It depends on air traffic controllers returning to work. The number that may have retired is still unknown. And even before the shutdown, 91% of facilities didn't have the staff they needed. At SFO, the number of delays and cancellations going from the hundreds last week to the tens this weekend. The official travel forecast for Thanksgiving comes out Monday. Peak travel days are expected to be Tuesday and Wednesday before Thanksgiving and the Sunday after the holiday, according to AAA.
More than 4,000 flights throughout the U.S. were delayed Sunday, and around 150 were canceled. A child under the age of 5 is reported in critical condition after near drowning Sunday night in East Wichita. Shortly after 7 p.m., first responders were called to a pool at a private home in the 1400 block of South Shiloh. The young boy was hospitalized in critical condition. The Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office is investigating a fatal car pedestrian accident early Sunday in southeast Wichita.
A deputy came upon a crash on southbound K-15 just south of MacArthur Road. The deputy found a 33-year-old Newton man who later died at a Wichita hospital. Investigators say the man was in the roadway when he was struck by a car driven by a 22-year-old Wichita woman. Investigators say the man was not in a crosswalk. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
A man from Cheney is dead after a rollover crash just west of Cheney Sunday morning. According to the Kansas Highway Patrol, a Chevrolet Camaro was headed east when it went off the roadway, re-entered the road, and then went off the road again before rolling an unknown number of times, coming to rest on the driver's side. The driver, 32-year-old Taylor R. Goldsmith, was pronounced dead at the scene. A man is dead and four officers injured after an officer-involved shooting south of Topeka Saturday morning.
Just before 10:25 a.m., the Osage County Sheriff's Office and Kansas Highway Patrol were dispatched to a domestic disturbance north of Carbondale after a woman called 911. Law enforcement found a man, identified as 22-year-old Stephen McMillan, outside the residence. During the encounter, three deputies and two KHB troopers fired their weapons. The three deputies, a trooper, the suspect, and the suspect's 77-year-old grandfather were struck. Multiple law enforcement agencies responded to the scene. All law enforcement officers and the suspect's grandfather were transported to Stormont Vale Regional Health Center in Topeka. The trooper was later transferred to KU Medical Center. The suspect was pronounced dead. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Two Osage County deputies underwent surgery and are in good condition, and the other was discharged from the hospital. The KHP trooper and the grandfather are expected to recover. President Trump is not backing off his criticism of a one-time political ally.
Georgia Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene says attacks from President Trump are increasing threats against her and members of her family. The president is downplaying those concerns.
I don't think her life is in danger. I don't think anybody cares about her.
President Trump has labeled Greene wacky and a traitor following her criticism of the administration's handling of the Epstein files and the president's foreign policy decisions. Friday night, the president revoked his endorsement of Greene and indicated he'd support a primary challenger. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. KNSS News Time now, 6:08, 8 minutes past 6 o'clock. Wind kicking up from the southeast now, gusting to 26 miles per hour, 58 degrees. The U.S. military carried out another strike on an alleged drug boat in the eastern Pacific Saturday, killing three people. It's at least the 21st strike the military has conducted on alleged drug boats during the second Trump administration, prompting concerns from some lawmakers. Hackers used artificial intelligence in a cyber attack targeting the U.S. government. Fox's Darren Patello has more from Washington.
A U.S. government agency speaking with us just after AI giant Anthropic reported a major cyber attack by Chinese-sponsored hackers, possibly the first in the U.S. led by agentic artificial intelligence when the tech takes over to carry out multi-step tasks with minimal human intervention. The hackers used Anthropic's model Claude, popular with programmers for coding, and were able to steal sensitive information from four targets. Claude is one of the AI models approved for federal use. Experts say this concerning new trend in espionage from China could mean sensitive data is collected more quickly.
It's not clear what data was stolen yet. O.J. Simpson's estate agrees to pay more of its settlement with Ron Goldman and Nicole Brown's families. Fox's Christina Coleman has details.
The families of Ron Goldman and Nicole Brown Simpson filed a wrongful death lawsuit against O.J. back in 1996, a year after he was acquitted of murdering both Ron and Nicole. O.J. was later found liable for their deaths, and their families were awarded millions in damages. But O.J. only paid a very small portion of the judgment. And now, years later, Fred Goldman, Ron's father, might receive more of the money he was awarded. This comes more than a year after O.J.'s death. He was 76 years old when he died from cancer last April in his Las Vegas home. The Simpson state executor filed court documents last week accepting Fred Goldman's creditor claim and the amount of nearly $58 million.
The estate plans on paying out the settlement as it continues to auction off Simpson's belongings, alleging some have been stolen. This year, Christmas celebrations are returning to the town of Christ's birth.
Once again, Christmas will sound more like this along the West Bank in Bethlehem. The street celebrations were canceled for 2 years because of the Hamas-Israeli war. But now that there's a ceasefire, Bethlehem's mayor took to Instagram to announce that festivities are returned.
This Christmas season, we invite you to come and visit Bethlehem, the cradle of Christianity and the capital of the Christian world.
Celebrations return on December 6th with a tree lighting in Manger Square. Roger Stern, Fox News.
KNSS News time now, 6:11, 11 minutes past 6 o'clock.
Traffic right now in the Wichita area, the conditions are very good out there. Some of the heaviest traffic that we're seeing is in that Spirit Aero Systems area right now, especially K-15 right around MacArthur Road. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. The Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the forecast with meteorologist Helen Wilhite.
From Team 12, we're kicking off the work week on the mild side with a little bit of some patchy fog this morning, but later today, mostly sunny skies, another warm one with a high of 74 degrees, gusty winds from the southeast to the south at about 10 to 25 miles an hour. As we head into the overnight hours, temperatures will fall into the mid-40s with those mostly clear to partly cloudy skies. Heading into your Tuesday, slightly cooler temperatures, right around 67 degrees, still unseasonably warm for this time of the year, and we'll continue that trend for the next few more days. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Helen Wolf.
Now mostly cloudy. We have a southeast wind gusting to 26 miles per hour. 58 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And you're listening to Steve at 10 in the morning on this Monday morning, November 17th. And it's Steve and Ted show number 7058. Good morning, Ted Woodward.
Good morning.
It's a little wind's picking up a little bit out there this morning, but 58. Not bad, kind of pleasant.
I guess I didn't notice it because it's a warm wind.
Yeah.
If it was coming out of the north, I think I'd probably notice.
Had a sunny day across South Central Kansas Sunday. Wichita's high temperature was 71 degrees, normal high for the date, 57. So we didn't get a record, but it was plenty nice outside. On this date, 91 years ago, in 1934, Lyndon Baines Johnson married Claudia Alta Taylor, known as Lady Bird. That was a childhood nickname. Of course, Johnson, who would become the President of the United States, LBJ once said, "I've learned that only two things are necessary to keep your wife happy. First, let her think she's having her own way. And second, let her have it." There you go. Words of wisdom from LBJ. One or more people in Noonan, Georgia, bought the only ticket to win the $980 million Mega Millions jackpot Friday, which is the eighth largest in the game's history. Winning a ticket was the only one with the winning numbers 1, 8, 11, 12, 57, and the Mega Ball 7. Mega Millions announced this Saturday. The win also ended the longest drawing streak between jackpot wins in Mega Millions history at 40 drawings since the last jackpot was won in Virginia June 27th. Well, that's because the odds are against you. They're pretty steep odds. All right.
The odds are the same every time they draw.
Yeah, pretty close. 1, 8, 11, 12, 57, and make a ball 7. Those were the numbers I was going to play. I never got around to it, though. So I guess we missed again. I missed again. Top trending names for dogs and cats in the United States for 2025 were mainly inspired by entertainment and linked to the animals' looks and personalities, and they've remained consistent for more than a decade. For its 2025 analysis of the top names given to new pets in the country, the animal boarding company Rover used the results of this year's survey to focus on names that are trending up rather than focus on longtime options that remain popular.
Yeah, this is every year it's the same names.
Number one names this year, Luna and Charlie. They've grown less than 5% year over year. Luna and Charlie?
Not trending at all. Yeah, not really.
I don't know anybody with a dog named Luna or Charlie or a cat.
Or a cat. See where the big trend is. Elfie, up 244% for puppies.
Elfie?
Which obviously is a reference to Wicked.
Oh, it is? Okay. Elfie, okay. Kansas longest running race, the 50th annual Wichita Turkey Trot, presented by Dillon, takes place this coming Saturday, November 22nd. It's a 10-mile, a 2-mile fun run, walk, and a tiny turkey trot. The event will impact Saturday morning travel through downtown Wichita and the museums along the river and Central Riverside. This notice is to inform the community of the temporary road closures. Road impacts will occur approximately 6 a.m. to 11 a.m. Saturday morning. So be aware of that if you think you're going to get around downtown somewhere or central part of the city. And KNSS is teaming up with Napoli Italian Eatery for the regional tour of Italy dinner. Each month, Napoli features a new Italian region with an exclusive dinner experience you don't want to miss. You can enter now at knssradio.com for your chance to win a pair of passes. Enter this month and dine next month at Napoli's Regional Tour of Italy dinner event.
What a great prize that is.
Yeah, that is the Italian Eatery at 7718 East 37th Street North. There you go.
Get your name in there and win that prize. That'd be fantastic.
Have a nice meal.
I would like to win that prize, yeah, okay. But I don't think I'm eligible.
I don't think you are. Coming up on 6:17 now, Steve at 10 in the morning, here on KNSS. And it's time for Leadoff Sports this morning with Ted Woodward.
All right, pro football yesterday afternoon right here on KNSS. You had the Kansas City Chiefs on the road visiting the first-place Denver Broncos right there in their own division. Broncos with the long home winning streak, the long overall winning streak. Chiefs coming off a bye week, trying to get back in the win column. But it was another day of frustration for the Chiefs. The Chiefs had the lead with 10 minutes to go and had the ball twice in the final 10 minutes. First time they had it, 3 and out, 3 plays and a punt, only got 8 yards. The next time they got it, 3 and out, 3 plays minus 11 yards, punt. Meanwhile, the Broncos got the ball twice and scored on both of their possessions at the end and beat the Chiefs 22-19. Ouch. Back-to-back losses for the Chiefs, who have lost 4 of their 5 games on the road this season. Can't win on the road. Here's, after the game, the play-by-play voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holton.
The Chiefs get a touchdown to take the lead at 19-16. PAT got blocked. Special teams had a PAT block. They gave up 90 yards. 92 yards in punt returns to Marvin Mims Jr. But the Chiefs had the ball and the lead, even though they were backed up at the 12-yard line. A punt, the Chiefs get a stop. They're backed up, but they go 3 and out, and they cannot convert on 3rd and 2 at their own 20. The Chiefs are up 19-16 at that point with the ball. They had a shot right there to seize the game, even against this number one defense in the league. But now they don't. They go 3 and out, so the field doesn't flip.
3 and out the next time they had the ball. Broncos win it. Broncos have won 11 straight home games in Mile High. The Denver Broncos are now the number one team in the NFL, too. After winning, they keep that 8-game winning streak going now. After the game, Chiefs head coach Andy Reid.
They did what they needed to do to win the game, and We got to just get rid of some mistakes there and penalties and so on. Take care of that. We had opportunity, 2-3 and outs. Yeah. You know, you can't do that. So, you know, we learn from it and we move on. So that's what you do right now.
Here's Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes.
I mean, just having an opportunity at the end of the game and not coming through. Getting the ball back with 4 minutes and all you need is a field goal is a spot that we've been in a lot, and we've been able to do that. But obviously the first play, I tried to get a completion to Trav, but probably should just hang in there, and I think Hollywood would have opened up down the field. So just being better in that scenario. I mean, there's hit things here and there, but I think that's the biggest one is that's what you want. You want to get that opportunity at the end of the game, and I didn't come through.
All right, as the standings look right now, Chiefs are in effect 2 games behind for a playoff spot with 7 games to go in the season. So we'll see what happens. The Chiefs, by the way, of course, last year, everything went for the Chiefs. They were 12-0 in one score game. This year, they are 0-5 in one score game. So at last year, bounces were all going their way. This year, nothing going their way in the close games. Monday Night Football tonight is the Dallas Cowboys on the road out in Las Vegas to take on the Raiders. Cowboys are a 3.5-point favorite on the road tonight. Live coverage of Monday Night Football for the Cowboys and the Raiders at 6:30 this evening, and that game is right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. College men's basketball, K-State hosting Tulsa tonight in Manhattan. Both teams are undefeated at 3-0. This one shocked me when I saw this. K-State has played Tulsa 7 times. I'm sorry, they played Tulsa 9 times. How many has K-State won?
I don't know.
Only twice. K-State is 2-7 all-time against Tulsa. Shocked me.
That's not right.
K-State's a big favorite tonight, though. They're 13.5-point favorites on home court. Live coverage of K-State basketball at 6 o'clock this evening. The game will tip off at 7 o'clock tonight in Manhattan. And that's over on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. College volleyball. Wichita State won its regular season finale in Philadelphia yesterday. Beat Temple 3-1. Shocker volleyball. 18 wins this season. 13 of those 18 are away from Wichita. They just love getting out of town and going and playing somewhere else. Wichita State will be the number 5 seed in the conference tournament starting Friday in Tampa. The Friends football team is going to the national tournament in the playoffs. Of course, I think we knew that. Friends is undefeated, 11-0, ranked number 4 in the nation. Friends will be the number 4 national seed going into the playoffs. That means they don't even have to play a first-round game to get a bye. Friends will be hosting a second-round game in the playoffs coming up on Saturday, November 29th, Thanksgiving weekend. Happy birthday today to Orlando Pena. He's 92 years old today. The Cuban pitcher who played many years in the big leagues, including his longest stint in the bigs was 4 years with
Kansas City A's.
Kansas City Athletics. Yeah.
Pinpoint Pena.
Yeah. And he ended up late in his career, a couple of years with the St. Louis Cardinals out of their bullpen. Orlando Pena, the Cuban. He is 92 today. It's his birthday. And a couple of more birthdays, Keith Van Aaron, former Wichita Wings goalie, is 70 years old today. He played for the first 2 Wings teams when the franchise began. And a big shocker birthday to Randy Smithson, 67 years old today. Of course, a star guard for the Shockers when his dad took over as head coach. And Randy was a longtime head coach at Butler Community College in El Dorado. Yeah. And then he had a stint as head coach for the Shockers. Randy Smithson, former Shocker player and coach. It's his birthday. He is 67 today. That's sports brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company, where groups gather for holiday fun. Bring the whole family and your out-of-town visitors to WBC for a taste of pizza and beer made here. East, near Central and Washington. West, at 13th and Tyler. And in historic Delano, at Handley. Wichita Brewing Company, where groups gather for the holiday season.
Keep it here for Dr. Sanjay Gupta, plus traffic and weather on the way with Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS. Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 58 degrees this morning. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation arrested a Kansas Highway Patrol trooper following a domestic violence investigation. Friday night, KBI agent served an arrest warrant for 34-year-old Dylan Keller at his home in Dodge City. He was arrested for 1 count of kidnapping, 1 count of forgery, 2 counts of criminal threat, and 2 counts of domestic battery. KBI began their investigation in early July. Keller was booked into the Ford County Jail.
A woman died after she was run over by her own vehicle in western Kansas. That was Friday morning.
It happened after she collided with a deer in Edwards County just east of Kinsley. Kansas Highway Patrol troopers say 44-year-old Rebecca Oberle pulled her vehicle over to the side of the road to check the damage. When she got out, she tripped and was run over by the vehicle. She was pronounced dead at the scene. A 14-year-old boy in the vehicle was not injured. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
Last week, during a tense meeting, the Kichai City Council voted to reduce the mayor's authority. Council voted unanimously to strip away several powers from the office in advance of Mayor-elect Joni Harris taking over. Harris was asked what her options are going forward.
You know, I'm pursuing various options at this time of action that I can take moving forward. There's a citizen who has now put forward a petition to gather enough signatures to bring forward a citizen petition to rescind the ordinance.
Good.
Which they can do.
Joni Harris was a guest Sunday evening on the John Whitmer Show here on KNSS.
Congress will deal with the Epstein files this week. Fox's Marianne Rafferty reporting.
The House is expected to vote this week on whether to release more files related to convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. The vote coming as President Trump is blasting his once close ally, Georgia Republican House Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, over this issue. She's among a number of conservatives who are pushing for the documents to be released. Trump is against making them public. It's believed at least 100 GOP members could support the bill. If passed, it will head to the Senate, where it's not clear if a vote would be held.
The House released emails from Epstein last week showing he allegedly communicated with President Trump, advising his campaign with former advisor Steve Bannon.
President Trump is signaling a possible diplomatic breakthrough amid a major U.S. military buildup in Latin America.
U.S. airstrikes have targeted alleged drug trafficking boats in the Caribbean and Eastern Pacific, killing dozens of individuals. And President Trump has hinted at taking out possible cartel targets inside Venezuela. But the president also tells reporters there is a potential diplomatic outreach with Venezuela's leader, Nicolas Maduro.
We may be having some discussions with Maduro, and we'll see how that turns out.
The USS Gerald Ford, the largest U.S. aircraft carrier, is now in the region, along with nearly a dozen warships and 12,000 sailors and Marines. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Now the forecast with Storm Team 12 meteorologist Halen Wilhite.
From Storm Team 12, we're kicking off the work week on the mild side with a little bit of some patchy fog this morning, but later today, mostly sunny skies, another warm one with a high of 74 degrees, gusty winds from the southeast to the south at about 10 to 25 miles an hour. As we head into the overnight hours, temperatures will fall into the mid-40s with those mostly clear to partly cloudy skies. Heading into your Tuesday, slightly cooler temperatures, right around 67 degrees, still unseasonably warm for this time of the year, and we'll continue that trend for the next few more days. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Halen.
Now mostly cloudy, 58 degrees. We have a southeast wind gusting to 26 miles per hour here at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 6:35 on a Monday morning in the 17th day of November. It was on this date 57 years ago, 1968. NBC outraged football fans by cutting away from the final minutes of a New York Jets-Oakland Raiders game to begin its very special presentation of Heidi on schedule.
Ha! Kind of a mistake there, wasn't it?
That's when TV executives realized that was the tipping point.
Yeah.
Football is much more important
than Heidi.
Than regular programming. And it's been that way ever since.
The fans missed out seeing the Raiders come from behind and score 14 points in the final 65 seconds to beat the Jets 43-32. And boy, we're a lot of football fans very annoyed about that.
Mm-hmm. Apparently the switchboard's just about
melted
when people calling NBC irate.
Okay. Are you an AT&T customer or have been one in the past? If so, don't delay because customers have until December 13th to apply for a share of $177 million class action settlement related to two data incidents from 2024. The data breaches exposed customer data such as names, addresses, telephone numbers, email addresses, birthdays, account passcodes, billing account numbers, and Social Security numbers. Current or former AT&T customers affected by the breaches can file a claim, and with the possibility of receiving up to $7,500 if impacted by both incidents. Okay, so I'm not an AT&T customer. That means I can't file it. Oh, I could, but nobody would ignore me, right, Ted?
Yeah. Well, even if you are a customer, they pretty much ignore you.
Anyway, yeah.
I was an AT&T customer many, many, many years ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
They treated me with disdain, and I thought, well, this is how corporate America works now. Yeah.
So, what's wrong?
Okay. I wasn't treated like, I didn't feel like I was being treated like a customer. I felt like I was being treated like a commodity.
Well, you get that feeling sometimes.
Yeah, you sure do.
Here recently, Shelly and I have been dealing with insurance companies and things, and she'll go on hold and stay there for 3 hours. She won't give up on them. But finally, I say, honey, let's go to bed now. It's amazing. It's amazing.
Corporate America, isn't
Corporate America.
Fun?
Talk to a computer. We don't want anything to do with you.
No,
just
they don't.
Send us the money.
They just want you to give up.
Send up the money. Oh, this is the time of the day when we usually have Tom Leffler on, but Tom's wife.
Oh, Patty, that's right.
She's having, knee or hip surgery today. She's having a replacement done. So he took the day off. I'll tell you what. Tom doesn't take the day off.
We can pretty much count the numbers on one hand that Tom Leffler has missed in the last 20 years.
He does not miss very much.
Not very often.
I got a little bit of information to share for you this morning.
All right.
On Friday, President Trump announced he would be removing the tariffs on beef, coffee, and other commodities in an effort to lower grocery costs.
Okay.
And that news comes to American cattlemen who are feeling the push to lower their prices even though the cattle herd is small. That's not their deal. These guys need to make some money. All right. Anyway, there you go. Reuters reporting this morning that President Trump bought at least $82 million in corporate and municipal bonds from late August to early October, including new investments in sectors benefiting from his policies, financial disclosures made public Saturday. And according to the forms released by the U.S. Office of Government Ethics, Trump carried out more than 175 financial purchases from August 28th through October 2nd. The disclosures made under a 1978 transparency law called the Ethics in Government Act do not list exact amounts for each purchase, only providing a broad range. I was under the impression the President of the United States put all of his assets in a trust until he was out of office. But apparently he's fine to just keep doing business, making money. I got a feeling this president kind of gets whatever he wants. So,
By the time any of this gets sorted out, it'll be many, many, many years from now.
Many court cases, many attorneys, all working to sort it out. All right, 6:40, Stephen Ted in the morning. And Ted,
I should have become a lawyer.
Man, you missed. A quick note on it's coming up in about an hour from now, a little less than an hour from now. Monday's with the mayor.
Mm-hmm.
Wichita Mayor Lily Wu. They're not having a meeting this week, I guess, but it appears she and maybe some others going to the National League of Cities meeting in Salt Lake City this week. So she'll have I'm sure she'll have an update on that. What's
nice
going
place
on
to go, yeah.
Yeah, Salt Lake City. I've been there went there one time when I was a kid. We went through and my dad insisted that we get into the Salt Lake. My brothers and
nice.
I. Nice. You get in there and take a swim. And he says, you can't sink. I said, really? Yeah. Couldn't sink.
Yeah, you get in there.
Water's a nice brown color. And, and you get out, and for days, my brothers and I were scraping salt off our skin.
But I appreciate the fact that your dad had you do the experience.
Felt like a pickled herring.
That's pretty good.
All right, there you go. All right, we'll have Tom back in here tomorrow. Coming up
White
here.
White-collar crime has changed rapidly over the last decade, requiring a new set of...
Ooh. Thank you for that, ma'am. All right, Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker is coming up. AI algorithms and your opinion.
Oh, boy.
This should be
I'm
good.
Can't wait for this.
I'm Grant, coming up, Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Stephen 10 in the morning, 6:45 here on this Monday. Three big things. Newton man dead after car pedestrian accident in southeast Wichita. 5-year-old boy in critical condition after nearly drowning in East Wichita pool. FAA lifting shutdown flight restrictions ahead of the Thanksgiving holiday. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
So far this morning in traffic, things have been looking pretty good, but right now we do have the traffic volumes getting heavier out there, so starting to see a little bit more traffic on those traffic cameras, but still the heaviest traffic that we got northbound on K-15, and that is just south of I-135. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jed Chambers.
Partly sunny today with a high of 74 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight, the overnight low 47. And for Tuesday, mostly sunny. Tomorrow's high, 66 degrees. Now mostly cloudy. Southeast wind gusting to 26 miles per hour. 58 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. The patio is ready and waiting for you whiskey lovers at the Monarch. And the woods have been pretty doggone good for a taste of all your favorites. Bring your friends to the Monarch, West Douglas, in historic Delano. Despite electric vehicles not being top sellers at auto dealers, Americans are buying them for a different reason.
It's Fox Wheels.
Data from S&P Global Mobility shows new electric vehicle registrations soared 51% in September from a year earlier as buyers scrambled to claim the $7,500 tax credit before it expired. Then while major automakers are restructuring over billions of dollars in EV losses, Toyota is announcing a $10 billion investment in an EV battery plant in North Carolina in what the automaker calls a pivotal moment in Toyota's history. We're told once at full capacity, the North Carolina plant will produce 30 gigawatt hours of lithium-ion batteries annually to power Toyota's lineup of hybrid, plug-in hybrid, and fully electric vehicles. Alongside the plant's launch, Toyota also announcing an additional $10 billion investment in its operations over the next 5 years, it says, to support future mobility efforts. That's Fox Wheels. I'm Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
AI stocks took center stage Friday on Wall Street.
Stocks losing steam in the final hour of trading, with the major averages ending mixed for the day and for the week. The Dow fell sharply for a second straight session. However, tech stocks gained and boosted the tech-heavy Nasdaq. Healthcare and financials were among the laggards weighing on the Dow. And Bitcoin continues to slump, with the world's biggest cryptocurrency hovering around $95,000 a token. And the reopened federal government will release the first backlog monthly jobs report for the month of September on Thursday, November the 20th. The Dow winners, Microsoft and NVIDIA and Salesforce, the Dow decliners, Goldman Sachs, United Health, and American Express. The Dow falling 310 points, the Nasdaq higher by 30, S&P 500 down 3. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
AI, algorithms, and your opinion. Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, with us this morning. Good morning, Don.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. You know, like most people I know, I've always considered myself to be a pretty independent thinker. But am I really? I subscribe to various news services and that span across political and social divides as well. Artificial intelligence makes me question my independence. AI algorithms lead me, it brings me information online that aligns with the big data that has created my electronic profile. I've learned to kind of mess with it, and it's kind of fun. First of all, every click, purchase, and pause out online, it teaches AI a little bit more about us, or at least who they think we are. The result? A digital bubble tailored to our supposed interests. The articles you read, the ads you see, even the videos that pop up in your feed are all shaped by invisible code trying to keep you engaged. Unfortunately, you may be manipulated into a belief or value system that seems entirely logical because it's constantly confirmed. Getting you pigeonholed in a content trap is intentional by big internet players. It's not to indoctrinate you or a particular belief system. It is to keep you online longer. The more you play, the more you make. So how do you break free and keep a little mystery in your online life? If you're tired of being predictable by them, you can scramble your own digital profile a bit. Click on random articles now and then. Use private browsing to clear cookies often, and keep a couple of different browsers for different activities. Create burner emails or get a Google phone number that you can use online for signups or to cut down on tracking. You can't completely escape data collection, but you can make your data profile less predictable and a lot less useful to advertisers. Think of it as harmless mischief in the modern age. After all, staying unpredictable might just be the last true sign of independence. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call over at Saber Wealth. The number is 316-267-0600.
Hi, Don. How's your weekend?
It was pretty good. Got a lot of things done around the house worked on my knee a little bit, and I'm feeling pretty good. I'm driving now, so watch out, people, if you see my car coming.
Every day getting a little better.
Every day is getting a little bit better, getting a little more range of motion, and hoping it'll be full.
Today is National Testosterone Awareness Day.
Excuse me?
About the primary male hormone for men. The anatomy of a man is fueled by testosterone, keeping us healthy and energetic. Anyone wanting to burn belly fat, lose weight, build muscle, improve libido, and overall have a healthier life needs to focus on naturally increasing their testosterone levels.
I don't want to do any of those things. You know, I don't want to be in better shape. I don't want to. What who's sponsoring this day? Is this the testosterone?
May I finish?
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Unfortunately,
I'm already getting outraged.
As testosterone levels start to decrease by 1-2% every year, once a person hits 30, this leads to a loss of mental, physical, and sexual health, which explains a whole lot.
What? Huh?
Yeah, you're getting older. This is accelerated by the stress of our modern-day lifestyles, which causes testosterone levels to dramatically drop even further. First thing you know, you're not even wearing men's clothes anymore, right?
So is this the advanced male lobby or something?
So I got an idea, though.
Hymns?
Celebrate. Can you get this over the counter? You can't, can you?
I don't know. You
gotta have a doctor's prescription.
Probably.
And they got a little guy that's the little round guy with a beard that's shouting on TV about it right now.
Really?
He's a dancing umpire or something like that. And that's what it's about. It's about testosterone.
So this is about selling testosterone to get you.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can say, I think a way to celebrate would be to wear a muscle shirt to work and just flex. Flex it as frequently as you can.
There you go.
Hey, look at this, huh?
It's hard to flex with all that jiggling going on.
Wow, right. this is an interesting.
I don't know who sponsored this.
Every day you come up with one of these things. I think you got some sort of a news feed.
We have a service.
Yeah. And this is a new one. These guys somehow worked their way onto the page because I haven't heard it before. I mean, we get Pi Day twice a year. Pi, one PI and one PIE.
What did you just sermonize about a few minutes ago?
About
be unpredictable.
There you go. You are doing that.
Yeah.
You have broken the algorithm.
I have?
Yeah. You've broken something.
Good for me. I wasn't trying, but celebrate Testosterone Day.
Well, it's interesting to have that information. You know what it is?
Ted, I don't think I've lost a step. Have I, Ted?
Dad, what now?
There we go.
Huh?
There should be a song
about that.
Did Johnny Cash ever do a song about testosterone? I don't think so. Good topic. All right, guys.
Hard to have nothing rhymes with testosterone.
Plenty of it in Folsom Prison, I'm sure.
Yeah, not even rhinoceros. Okay. Thank you, gentlemen. And, John.
Scones.
We'll be back here tomorrow.
Bones.
Bones.
Earphones, tone.
We'll be back tomorrow.
I was wrong. There's a lot of lyrics that rhyme with testosterone.
Let's write that song.
Let's go. News top of the hour this morning. U.S. air travel getting back to normal after the shutdown. We've got that story on the way. Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
Security is offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra IS. Saber Wealth is not affiliated with Kestra IS or Kestra AS.